More nighttime flights tipped. Authorities are trying to reschedule flights to relieve congestion at Sawanapum Airport as it enters the second phase of its expansion, which is expected to be completed in 5 years. Prime Minister Yingluck Shinawat discussed congestion problems at Sawanapum with officials yesterday. She said officials would try to decrease the number of day flights and increase night flights. At the moment, there are more flights in the daytime when the airport is more vulnerable to congestion. She ordered officials to speed up the 62 billion baht second phase of the expansion of the airport's passenger terminal and the construction of a 13 billion baht third runway to increase its capacity. She also ordered greater use of Bangkok's second airport, Don Mueang, to help ease congestion at Sawanapum. Ms. Yingluck has formed a working group to solve congestion at Sawanapum and Phuket airports and wants it to propose solutions in 2 weeks. Airports of Thailand PLC Chairman ACM Sumait Pomani heads the group, and members include representatives of Thai Airways International, Aeronautical Radio of Thailand Company, and the Office of the National Economic and Social Development Board. The Prime Minister said transport authorities should discuss the number of visitors entering Thailand with the Tourist Authority of Thailand so they can work out airport development plans effectively. Transport Minister Charupong Ruongsawan, who attended the meeting, said the Prime Minister inquired about the progress of runway repairs being carried out at Sawanapum. The AOT reported a 1.62 kilometer section of the eastern runway is being repaired. Half the repaired section is scheduled to be reopened tomorrow, and the rest by the end of this month. Mr. Charupong said the AOT must speed up paying compensation to people affected by noise from the two existing runways, or construction of the third runway project is likely to face opposition. AOT must pay a total of 12 billion baht to residents suffering from noise pollution. About 60% of the residents have received their payouts, with the remainder due by the end of next year. Sawanapum Airport has the capacity to handle 76 flights an hour. However, it actually serves only 55 flights per hour, because the number of flights it can operate is limited on the western runway, where heavy noise pollution annoys people in nearby residential communities. The airport says 80% of flights use the eastern runway to minimize impacts on residents.